at 722, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Joining us on the phone, we got Dave Greenwood, the really expert lifeguard overseer, the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County out on Pensacola Beach. Dave, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. What are we looking at for this weekend for conditions?
That'll be a little bumpy in the Gulf, hit and miss showers. But for the past few days, it's been beautiful and sunny out on the beach. We've had yellow flags flying, and we anticipate that the same as we go into the weekend.
Very good. Looking forward to that. Outstanding. One of the things I had wanted to ask you about, just because I feel like, you know, in the conversation about how or how not we might put guards over on Perdido, we've learned a lot about how you guys do business over on Pensacola Beach. And I just thought it was interesting because stuff I didn't know, like how far back from the water you put the lifeguard stands or using the trucks as patrol and where in relation to the water you use them. Can you just kind of talk about the distances and logistics of some of that stuff? Because I think it's fascinating.
Well, the towers move back and forth, depending on the surf conditions. The water rises up, we'll pull them back. And then on crowd conditions, like on Boyangel Airshow, we put them right on the shoreline. So the towers do move around. They are stationary.
How far back do they go when it's worse conditions and less people? How far back do you put them?
Well, sometimes we take them in the parking lot, but most of the time we'll just pull them back to the berm.
Okay. You know, so a couple hundred feet.
And, you know, yeah, exactly. About 150 feet is the farthest we can get.
But, okay. And is that for, like, visibility? Is that for the angle, or is that some other reason?
Well, not visibility. I mean, when I say we retract them from the shoreline, that's in the event of a big tidal change. Surf conditions come up. If there's a storm in the Gulf that pushes the water on shore, we'll have to pull the towers back.
Okay.
And then once the water recedes, you know, they'll go forward. And then during days that it's very crowded, like on the Boyangel Airshow day, we'll get them as close as we can to the water.
Okay. So ideal would really be right on the water all the time, but because of conditions and risks, you have to pull them back out of that concern. Do I have that about right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I had misunderstood. That's why I like to ask you, because you know this stuff. And what about, like, the trucks patrolling? Like, how far back from the waterline does that happen, and what's the kind of the thinking about how those operate?
Well, we try to operate as far away from the waterline as possible when we're driving a truck, because we don't want to get stuck in the sand or in the water.
Makes sense.
Then we also have to be cognizant of the turtle nesting areas. We'll drive north of the any turtle nests that are marked off on the beach. And as you know, the turtle nests, when the turtle monitors discover a nest on the beach, they'll stake it off with four stakes and rope and plus people know that this is a turtle nest. Do not disturb. But those trucks, they extend our service over the 8 miles of beach. We can provide a lifeguard in a truck that drives up and down the beach and provides a lot of assistance and eliminates a lot of time sometimes to get to a water rescue or an event that occurs, an incident that occurs.
Am I also right in assuming that the trucks, because they're trucks, they have to operate in sand that's fairly well packed, and you can't just put them on all different kinds of sand, because obviously soft sand they're going to get stuck in. Am I thinking right about that compared to an ATV?
Oh, yes. Trucks will, and then also we have to be cognizant of the crowd, because sometimes that's why we have a small UTV. It's called, we operate a small UTV, and that in areas that it gets really crowded with the public, we'll operate that instead of a truck. We don't want to avoid, we want to prevent an incident with a truck injuring a person on the beach. We have to operate very, very carefully with those trucks. And that's a lot of responsibility for an 18, 19, or 20-year-old to operate a truck on the beach. And it's not all fun and games. And people see those trucks on the beach. When you find trash on the beach, do not come up to the lifeguard and say, "Hey, I found this on the beach. I found trash on the beach. I'm throwing it back to your truck." These are emergency vehicles. If you find trash in the parking lot, you don't walk up to an ambulance and say, "Hey, I found some trash. Can I put it in your ambulance?" Because I had a conversation with someone who was just really adamant that I take some trash that they found on the beach. And And I tried to explain to them a few days ago, we were doing resuscitation on a person in the back of this truck. That didn't satisfy this individual. So
well, that's a great.
These are emergency vehicles.
No, that's a great point. I had not even thought it because it would never occur to me to do that, but I can see why that would be an issue for folks. Well, Dave Greenwood, Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, thank you so much again for what you do. Thanks for teaching me some stuff this morning that I did not know. I really appreciate that, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a great weekend. Look forward to talking to you next Friday.
You bet. Candy now has traffic for you.